is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 23. It's the rainy night edition. As I said, this is the rainy night edition of Radio Clash, and I don't know how to explain it really. I've been watching Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is very strange. At the end of Evangelion, which is a very strange anime, which I'd heard about but haven't actually seen before, and it's put me in a very strange mood really. And walking back to the DVD place, taking it back in the rain, I thought, aha, I will do a sort of a late Sunday night, rainy night show. So it's going to be very downbeat. So expecting happy, happy bootlegs, I would give this one a miss. So it happened to be total synchronicity that when I left for this long journey to the local DVD place, that this came on. And I hadn't heard it before. It's a new one. It's Can't Stand the Crush by Slackjawed Local. I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. So tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your dozy do like you loco. When we get cookie tonight, like Coco, so-so. You wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo.
The keys to the Jeep. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peeps. Give them pounds now, look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like I'm about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain. Feel the wind, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10, begin. I sit on heels like Lorraine until the rain starts coming down the orange on the chair. I got my umbrella, my finger waves and day, they fall like fun, jump. I break up with him before he dump. They have me, yes, you duck, yes, you duck.
I'll
that was the little bit of the... I didn't realise it was a Volkswagen commercial that was from. Mint Royale with Singing in the Rain. I wonder when they'll release that. I assume they will at some point. And before that was Can't Stand the Crush by Slack-Jawed Local. A little bit of a rain theme there. There's not going to be any sort of special mixes or such gubbins in this show. I was going to make it a random show, but I need to clean out my iPod and make sure that I've got a minimum of iPods, because at the moment you get loads of bizarre micking tracks mixed in. Well, if you heard Bunny Rabbit, Satan, Milk and Cheese, there's this thing called a micking track, which is a Napster nugget. I used to search for those many years ago. And the people who sort of invented that was Evolution Control Committee, someone who will play at some point, and Stark Effect. And I downloaded loads of recently. And strange thing is they sound like openpodcast.org. So I think that's probably the modern version of the Mickin track. Basically, Mickin track was people just the default name for that was given files when people recorded with certain software and didn't bother to give it a name. So if you searched on Napster, if they didn't bother to unshare their local drives, you get all kinds of weird stuff. And I found some very weird rapping and stuff like that. Anyway, I hope you're all well. What's the news at the moment? Had a very strange, it was all right weekend, but sort of weird. But I was supposed to see my partner on Friday, but he had to go to a conference, so I in Oxford, so I met him in Oxford for a couple of hours and then came back. So I was expecting to have a night out in Oxford, and actually had a night out in Waterloo. So but it was one of these things where it was a conference and he had to go, and they wouldn't countenance any sort of incursion from me coming along for the dinner or anything like that. So boo to you. It's part of Oxford University, one of the Oxford universities. Boo. I'm not using them. So what we've got? We've got loads of very down tempo mixes, I think. And no playlist. I've got loads of tracks I want to play. And Eeny Meeny Miny Moe. I'll play that one. This is Kleptones from a while ago, from the Yoshimi Battles Hip Hop Robots. It's My People Feel That Like That in the Morning.
Yeah, this is for my mother club heads, you feel me? People, gangsters and dips and people, smoking to beat the reaper. Up in the club with speakers, high hats and bass and beaters. DJs is bopping needles, sweat till I catch a fever. Call me the illness fever, y'all on fire! People go get and drink up, get in the club, get fucked up. See me, your guy get fucked up, someone that touch your rubber. Show me some love, strip off your clothes and take off your top.
So many people out here who make different styles of music, you know. This music is something that they feel.
For the hope of a brand new day. See a homie you ain't seen since back in the day. Fresh haircut fitted with a fat ass fade. Into work week chilling on a Saturday. How you felt when you first heard the daddy came? Rock MKRS, hey, I had that tape. Cooling out with old girl on a fat ass day. Find a $100 bill, wow man, that's great. Get promoted at your job up to management. Plot a long time, finally your plan is made. In time of color, wanna shout, man, it's real that way. Wanna think of things that make you feel that way.
Feel that way.
When your mama got your first bite. Type of feeling when you went and won your first fight. How your team felt, winning championship game. Celebrate in a huddle, dancing in this rain. Have a thought, see a shooting star across your screen. Put in hard work, finally you're living your dream. Deaf man get his hearing now, here come vibes. Blind man gain his sight, see his first sunrise. Dumb man speaking out, now he's loud and clear. Birth of your child, smile so proud you wear. Doing in your third eye for nostalgia here. Making music that'll bump for 1,000 years. Eating right, feeling conscious like helpless first. Said a prayer that's sincere when you felt it work. Times I feel and wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
Something coming over me. Summer days more likely that you notice breezes. Winter days more likely that you notice heat. When I'm gone, more likely that you notice me. In the dark, it's more likely that you notice light. In the light, more likely that you notice night. Hungry, more appreciation for that meal. Dead broke, more appreciation for that grill. A bad day will make you really notice once it's good. And that'll make things a little better understood. Times I feel I wanna shout, man, it's real that way. When I think of things that make you feel that way.
The most joyous feeling you can ever comprehend, you know, chilling with your family, you know, just really, really feeling the moment to the fullest, you know, really, 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 you know, just chilling.
Yeah.
It's love. It's love. It's love.
Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast!
I didn't get an iPod. No one I know got an iPod.
No. And before that was My People Feel Like That in the Morning by the Kleptones, which is from their Yoshimi Battles the Hip Hop Robots album, which is, of course, Flaming Lips, Missy Elliott, and also Blackalicious, Make Me Feel That Way, which is a brilliant, brilliant track. Certainly makes me feel that way. Well, probably shouldn't say what way. I'm going to play. I think I'm just going to keep playing kind of music and playing it sort of. I'm going to say the word black back to back. That's horrible in DJ. Ooh. Anyway, I will say one thing. I mentioned about going to BDD. Not this Saturday, but the Saturday before. No, I don't have a cough button. And we couldn't get in. It was so packed we couldn't get in. So my friend was Kirk, who you have met, and was mightily disappointed, and I was a bit kind of disappointed because we got there just after 10 and we couldn't get in. Sort it, Dolly Rocker, sort it. Not a It's no use being, well, I've been told in the past, I don't know if I am, I was in the guest list, there's no use being on the guest list if you can't actually get in because of fire regulations. But I've heard that they are going to possibly go for the Eve Club or one of the place that the Disco 2000 was actually filmed at, on with a glowing dance floor. You know, that, so that would be very good. So, but apparently they're going for a bigger venue, and it's good. I also went to Bastard, which was a bit, it was a bit odd, really. It was one of those kind of moments where you go along and you feel kind of odd man out all the evening, and you want to talk to people, but you don't know what to say to them, and they're all busy talking about stuff, and there's a lot of people there talking about industry stuff, and it was like, I really didn't want to talk about who's DJing where and what's going on and nights and stuff. It just a little bit like work, really. Franz Hellraiser wasn't actually that good. A lot of people said he was good. I was there and I actually wandered off very quickly. Don't know, maybe I was not in the mood for it, I don't know, but he kind of resorted to playing for Bastard, actually resorted to playing unmixed tracks and Stroke of Genius, and I was almost thinking, you know, is that intentional, or is that a mark of or is he kind of desperation? I don't know. But a lot of people seem to be enjoying it. I just didn't think it was really that interesting. It's obviously moved on to sort of other kind of music, and they wasn't even playing his trademark kind of hip-hop-y sort of electro-y stuff. I don't know. It's sort of not really what I go for Bastard for, really. It was a lot of not actually bootlegs. So, and it was all kind of like a standard sort of DJ type thing, which was a bit kind of boring for me. So we're going to play a track by Longshore Drift, someone that I still do rate very highly, but he doesn't seem to do very much. He's come back to life recently, but has been disappeared for about a year and a half. And this is one of my favourite tracks of his. It's called Fear of Music, Ian Brown versus Madonna. There's also, I think, a Dumb Proof in, there's a few versions of this. I'm wondering how this is the original, because Dumb Proof did a version. So I hope you enjoy.
forget the clock, I like to boogie woogie. It's like riding on the wind and it never goes away. Touches everything I'm in, got to have it every day.
Jules with Don't Talk, which is a mix of Beach Boys, Don't Talk, and Manson. Don't ask me which Manson track it is, I should actually know. And before then was Fear of Music, which is Ian Brown versus Madonna, Madonna's Music versus Fear, V-E-A-R. You're probably thinking, why is Tim Blue? I don't know. If anyone's seen Neon Genesis Evangelion, especially the end of Evangelion, it's it's like 2001 of anime, except with some very profound stuff, with loads of really strange Christianity, warped Christianity thrown in. But it's always what is the nature of existence? What is the nature of reality in there? So it's a bit very downbeat. I've not watched any other ones, so a lot of it just absolutely didn't make any sense at all. But it's a bit like Akira. Akira has a lot of that kind of stuff in it. But I don't know, I think it's just a Sunday night thing. The Sunday night, I have to work tomorrow. And the place I'm working tomorrow, I've been kind of mentioning it to quite a few people because I'm quite proud. I'm working on I don't think I've got any, as Adam Curry says, no damn announcements on it. I'm working for Sony PSP website, the PSP launch. I can't tell you, and I don't know when they're actually going to launch in Europe, but I can tell you that they'll tell you on Tuesday. that's when the date will be announced. But I think it will be soon. But I don't know. I don't know. I've not been told. I am just a little temp working on the teaser site. So it'll be up soon. That's quite fun, but it's a shitload of things. It's all this XML and Flash and stuff. Shitload of things to do tomorrow. So I have that to look forward to in approximately 9 hours and counting. And but no, it's actually quite fun. It's been a fun job. It's just been so much kind of... it's been stressful. A lot of stuff to do at the last minute. And I must get to play with one of them before I finish there, because I want to play with one. They're funky little devices, huh? I will say that. They're very nice. I know people in the States have them, but hey, we are the poor we are the poor cousins. They decided to launch in strangely. Usually it's a European launch then American launch. Because usually Europe is kind of a soft launch, but no, it's the other way around. So maybe they think America won't be as big as a Nintendo, I don't know. But so that's been quite interesting. And as I say, it was a bit of a weird kind of doing things on the wrong day kind of weekend, seeing a partner on Saturday rather than the Friday, which is all right, but the Friday was a bit out of a loss, like, what do I do with myself? So that's when I watched, I had an anime weekend, really. I watched Vampire Hunter Derek, as Kirk calls it, which is, so every time it's like, oh, it's serious, it's gothic, it's vampires, and I'm thinking, Derek! but that's just his warped imagination, actually, it's not mine, nothing to do with me. It's a long story. I think it was when it came out, I remember him saying that a friend, there was this conversation between the lines of, hey, I've watched Vampire Hunter D last night. What does the D stand for? The person said, Derek. Yeah. But no, that was actually a very, very good good artwork, good film. A bit kind of, it's not like Spirited Away, a bit cheapy. You can tell they cut some corners in the animation, which they didn't do on Neon Genesis Evangelion, though it's actually for TV initially. Some of those animation sequences was like, wow, I say 2001 level. But interestingly, I think probably from a story point of view, I enjoyed Vampire Hunter D, because I could understand it. I could understand vampires. I can't understand all this biblical stuff, and then it all goes a bit kind of a bit like Tommy in musical at the end. So I think I'm going to have a little bit of a low remix just to cheer you up. Thank you.
somebody loved me. No hope, no harm, just another false
and tell me how.
That was Block Party, the end track called Compliments. I've been getting a lot into the Block Party. I bought the album a while back, I think I mentioned it, but it's a very, very good album. Go and buy. It's like a mixture of, unlike Interpol, who try and pretend to be Joy Division but do it badly, it's like a mixture of sort of Martin Zero Hannett's production skills. It's actually Paul Epworth, but he's sort of a... seems to be convening the soul of Martin Hannett there, and but also Blur as well. Kelly sounds a little like Blur, but it's kind of they're not trying to copy either of them, and Gang of Four as well. So they're probably the only band I know that probably is closest to Gang of Four, either in politics or, you know, various things. There's a very good interview in The Enemy this week, actually. I read about them, where they were slagging off other bands, but for very good reasons. And I agree with them about the Queen of Noise. They don't add anything, and I've got no idea who they are, apart from they seem to be a couple of groupies that have got famous from playing records badly, as far as I can tell. Not impressed. Not impressed with the Queen of Noise at all. I don't think they're actually very good journalists either, because they write for The Enemy and they're crap at that as well. But, yeah, sometimes you just get people that are famous and you think, why? Whose daughter are you? Whose son are you? You know. Because they don't seem to actually add anything. Whereas Block Party do. They're very, very good. But they do seem to collect sort of a... they do seem to divide opinion, like the same sort of way Blur did. And they do seem to have already got people slagging them off, which is... bit bizarre, since no one will dare do that with someone like Kaiser Chiefs. But yes, I'm turning into a bit of an indie kid at the moment. Dance music is, I'm sorry, it's gone all corporate again, a lot of it. Some of it's good, but it's bizarre that everyone wants to sound like Gudrun or Fisher Spooner circa 2001, or even before that, sound like an old Human League B-side. It was interesting to be, you know, a couple of years ago, but now it's like all this electro bollocks gets a bit kind of boring, shall I say? Boring. And the Prodigy albums and Chemical Brothers albums were crap. So I'm sort of getting more into indie stuff. And before that was Lowe's cover of Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me, the Smiths track. That's from their great A Lifetime of Temporary Relief compilation, which I've played bits from and you must buy. It's very, very good. And it's from their own label, so it sort of benefits them, their Chair Kickers Labus, so it's actually benefits the band directly. And before that was Empire State Human's mix of I Remember, which is probably the first time I've actually heard that track, kind of like a couple of years ago, and I got into sort of... I'd already heard the odd thing, but then sort of on John Peel and various other things, and sort of had to go and find out more. So thank you, Empire State Human. He's done a couple of... he did a very good Nina Simone mix as well, which I'll play at some point. So, we're getting towards the end of the show. I'm going to play a couple of tracks and then out. Bustling out, as they say. You can find out more about Radio Clash on the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You probably need the www before that, I think you do. And the email is radioclash@mutantpop.net. Radioclash@mutantpop.net. And... I wonder if you said that backwards, did it? No, I'll try not. I'm not messy. That's probably it, really. I'm going to play... he said Time Jack. There. I think what I'll do is I'm going to play a Postal Service track just to totally confirm my indie credentials. It's District Sleeps Alone Tonight, which again I was listening tonight in the rain, and it seemed to be very appropriate. So this is partly a DJ Charles session. I was going to make it completely a DJ Charles session, DJ Charles being my iPod, but it's only in part. I'd say thank you to the people who've written in. Thank you to I think it was at, I'm very bad with names, is it Fintan, Al, and a few other people. It's all very nice to get feedback, and there's people blogging and mentioning me on their blogs and stuff, which is and also mentioned in press. Someone actually, I think I've been mentioned in the Iowa Press. It was by John at Radio Zoom. So I'll have to track that down. I've been mentioned in the press. That's unusual if they printed it. But he was... Ready Zoom's a really good podcast. It's one of the first I actually heard. And it's well worth worth tracking down. It's at Audie Hertz. It's A-U-D-I-H-E-T-R... A-U-D-I Hertz, as in the car company, so AUDIHETRZ.net. I hate URLs, I really do. I wish I could just say, go find this, and it just you just found it and stuff. But anyway, that's technology for you. Thank you, John, for doing that. I was kind of, I knew he'd listened to the show, and I listened to his show. Not in the posturbation thing, it's that his is one of the first shows I listened to, and I was quite surprised he liked my show. So that's quite nice. It's nice, like with Ken and Scribb show, it's like, you know, Cindy is a fan of the show, and I'm like, but I started listening to you first, and I really like your show, and it's kind of, it's almost slightly embarrassing. It's nice, but it's slightly embarrassing. Like, oh my God, the people I think are really good like this. So some few of them like the show, and the rest of them probably actually hate it. So that kind of gets my ego back down to earth. So I'm going to play District Sleeps Tonight by Postal Service, because it seems to be rather appropriate with the rainy kind of Sunday night vibe. I think I'll probably end on that, but I might throw in another track at the end. I'll see how I go. See you soon. Where?